This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. We continue Daf HaShavua. This week we are learning Masechta Yevamos Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. This week is Daf Mem Ches, and we are up to Mem Ches Amud Aleph. So the Gemara brought a machlekes. The Gemara said, discussing the Braisa that was mentioned earlier on Mem Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara said both a Ger and an Eved Meshuchrar are the same. Presumably what that meant was, the Gemara says, Echad Ger v'Echad Meshuchrar, they both need to go to the mikvah, and they both need Kabbalah Samitzvahis. So the Gemara had a Kasha, because we quote a Braisa, that only a Ger needs Kabbalah Samitzvahis, but an Eved Meshuchrar does not need Kabbalah Samitzvahis. So Gemara says, it's not a question. One is Reb Shimon, one is Rabbanon. The Rabbanon say that a Eved does need Kabbalah Samitzvahis. Reb Shimon ben Elazar says an Eved does not need Kabbalah Samitzvahis. How do I know that? Because we have a concept of the Yifas Toyar, where we know that if somebody goes to war and the passions are flaring, so the halacha is that if he sees a Yifas Toyar, beautiful woman, he's allowed to live with her one time, and then he has to be menavel her, make her disgusting before he marries her. So this whole procedure of Yifas Toyar, the Braisa says, that's if she was not mekabel on herself the mitzvahs. But if she's mekabel the mitzvahs, then you are basically megayer her like you would any other ger, and you don't need the procedure of Yifas Toyar. But if she is mekabel the mitzvahs, great. If she's not mekabel the mitzvahs, then you need the procedure of Yifas Toyar. And Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, even though she was not mekabel the mitzvahs, you could be toivel her to be a shivcha, and then you could be toivel her to be a bas chayrin. And apparently, says, and you're permitted to her immediately. To which Rashi explains, on the top Rashi Mem Ches Amud Aleph, Mutar Ba Miyad, you're mutar to her immediately. Amal Reb Shimon, Eved Ein Tzarach Lekabel B'Shas Tfilas Shechrar. From here we see that according to Reb Shimon, an Eved does not, you don't need Kabbal Samitzvahs at the time of Tfilah. So that means Reb Shimon is of the opinion, an Eved, at the time that he's Toivel L'Shem Freedom, you don't need Kabbal Samitzvahs. And the Rabbanon apparently hold this Eitzah is not a good Eitzah, because they hold, you do need Kabbalah Samitzvahis. That is the Shita of the Rabbanon. So now we're going to examine this Machlokes between Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon, whether you need Kabbalah Samitzvahis by the freedom of a Ger, by the freedom of an Eved. Okay. And somehow the Torah that we're learning is so intense that I have to change the batteries. Okay, says Gemara, Marava, my time of the Reb Shimon Elazar. What's the rationale of Shimon Elazar? Dechsiv, kol eved ish, any slave, literally who's a man, miknas kesef, who's purchased with money. So for now we're learning, any slave of a man that's purchased with money miknas kesef, the pasuk says, purchased with money, umalta oisai, if you circumcise a slave, az yoichal bai, then he is allowed to eat truma. B'chal eved ish miknas kesef, umalta oisai, az yoichal bai, he can partake of it. So, actually that's referring to, the Karban Pesach. In other words, if you have an Eved, if you circumcise your Eved, then you are allowed to, the master is allowed to partake of the Karban Pesach, as opposed to if your slave is not circumcised, then you're not allowed to partake of the Karban Pesach. So the question is, Eved ish v'loy Eved isha? Are we only talking about the slave of a man and not the slave of a woman? But rather, it means as follows. Ela eved ish atamol bal karchai. The slave who's a man, you can circumcise against his will. The i'ata, meaning eved ish atamol bal karchai. An eved who's a man, you circumcise him against his will. The i'atamol ben ish bal karchai. But you cannot circumcise the son of a man against his will. If a man comes to convert, we cannot circumcise his son against his will without his permission. We cannot circumcise him against his will. Okay, so now the let's see Rashi. Rashi says second wide line, the second top line. Everish v'lo everish b'tmiya v'isha shekonsa avodim. A woman that acquires slaves, v'loy malu, and did not circumcise them, miloy have a gishar avadim, then the slave is not like other slaves? So what does it mean, eved ish v'loy eved isha? Only the slave of a man this applies to, and if a woman acquires slaves and they're not circumcised, then she's allowed to eat the Karban Pesach? Why would it only be if a man buys slaves and they're not circumcised? That's an issue. And if a female purchases slaves and they're not circumcised, that's not an issue. Ela al karchach, but it must be hai ish. When the pasuk says ish, it doesn't mean the slave of a man as opposed to a slave of a woman. It's going on the guy who sold it. Eved ish, the slave of a man, you're allowed to circumcise him against his will. V'hachi kamar eved shalakachtam in oivik ha'chavim atamol bal karchai. An eved that you bought from a guy, you circumcise against his will of the eved. V'atamol ben oivik ha'chavim ba'alma. But you cannot circumcise the son of a guy in general, delav eved, who is not a slave, bal karchai. Meaning, if somebody comes to convert, you cannot circumcise his son against his will. Mi dekazer achmana ish kray yisera, that comes lamute benish shma mina. From here we see umalta oisai, when you circumcise the eved bal karche mashma, that means against his will, because if it's with his consent, how could you exclude the son of a ger, the son of a ger, the son of a ayver kacham? You could also circumcise with his consent. Now, if Rashi says the ilike sivish, if it wouldn't have said ish, hava mina hay eved lav lamute ben asa, it's not coming to exclude the son. Elahi gufa itzrich lashmina de milas avada ma'akva bepesach. If it didn't say the word ish, then the pasuk wouldn't be teaching me anything other than the fact that if your eved doesn't have a mila, you can't eat the karban pesach. The fact that it says ish implies that umalta oisai, the circumcision is going on only on the eved ish, the son of the slave that you bought from a guy. You could circumcise him against his will, but you can't circumcise the son of an oved kochavim against his will. So from here, the chachamim, from here, Rav Shimon Elazar derives that you don't need kabbalas hamitzvos in the acquisition of an eved kenani. For Rabbanon Amar, the rabbis say, Rabbanon, what do the Rabbanon say? Amar ula kishem she'i atamol ben ishbal karchoi, kach I atamol eved ishbal karchoi. The same way. You can't circumcise the son of a man against his will. You can't circumcise the son of a... You can't circumcise the son of a eved, or an eved against his will. In other words, gerim and avodim are the same. In other words, that you cannot impose geros on them. The same way you can't impose geros on the son of someone who comes to convert, you can't impose geros on an eved against his will. We ask on the Rabbanon, what do the Rabbanon do with the limit of Rav Shimon Elazar ve'ela haksiv kol Evedish? What do I do with Evedish? Says Gemara, who miboylei l'chid Shmuel? With that, for that, we could use what Shmuel taught. The Amar Shmuel, hamafkir avdoi yatsa l'chiros. Someone who makes his Eved ownerless, he goes free. Ve'ein sarach get shechrar. And he does not need a document of freedom. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, kol eved ish miknas kesef. Any slave of a man purchased with money. A slave of a man requires freedom. Eved ish v'loy eved isha. The Gemara asks the same, goes through the same steps that it did previously. Is it only the slave of a man and not the slave of a woman? Ela eved sheyesh loy reshus l'rabbi olav karoy eved. An eved who the master has dominion over him is called an eved. V'she'ein reshus l'rabbi olav. But if the master does not have dominion over him, ein karoy eved, is not called an eved. Okay, so the Gemara basically says that whether you need kabbalas hamitzvahs for an eved kanani who becomes free and is sort of elevated from the status of Eved Kanani to a full-fledged ger, Rav Shimon Elazar says you do not need Kabbalah HaMitzvos, and presumably that's because there was some level of Kabbalah HaMitzvos originally, and the Rabbanan say you do need Kabbalah HaMitzvos. The Rav Shimon Elazar learns it out from Eved Ish, where you could, an Eved, you could circumcise him against his will, and the Chachamim learned from that pasuk Eved Ish that if you're mafkir an Eved, he goes free and he doesn't need a get shechra. Now the Gemara has an interesting question. This whole limud is presuming that the same way Rav Shimon Elazar holds that a yifas tayar does not need kabbalas hamitzvos. An Eved Kenani does need Kabbalas HaMitzvos, and the Rabbanon are saying that just like the Yifas Tayar does need Kabbalas HaMitzvos, an Eved Meshuchra needs Kabbalas HaMitzvos. Mas Gufla Rav Papa. Eimer Deshamel Rabban B'Yifas Tayar. Deloi Shaychi B'Mitzvos. Maybe when do the Rabbanon say that you need Kabbalas HaMitzvos? That's why Yifas Tayar, because she has no shaychus to mitzvahs. The Yifas Tayar had no obligation or connection to any mitzvahs, so as part of her process, she's going to need some kind of consent and Kabbalah. But in Eved, who was already chayiv in some mitzvahs, maybe the Rabbanan would agree, does not need Kabbalah some mitzvahs. Maskeflora Papa Amar the Shamilhul Rabbanan be fast tayar. Maybe the Rabbanan only say that you need Kabbalas HaMitzvos by fast tayar do shaykh b'mitzvos. Aval eved the shaykh b'mitzvos and eved who is shaykh b'mitzvos. Hachanami here also that feel Rabbanan maida. Even the rabbis would be maida. The Tanya we learned in Brisa echad ger, both a ger ve echad loy keach eved min oiv gama and someone who bought an eved from the Gentiles. Sarach lekabel. It says like this. A ger, a convert, or someone who buys an eved from a goy, needs kabbalas hamitzvos. But if you bought an eved kanani from a Jew, ain't sarach lekabel. Why? Because they already were shayach in some mitzvahs. So maybe, just because the Rabbanon say you need Kabbalas HaMitzvos by Yifas Tayar, that doesn't mean you need by an Eved Kenani. Maybe only by an Eved Kenani who is bought from a Goy do you need Kabbalas HaMitzvos. Rashi says, Aval Eved Shesha Etzlei Kama Yomim, an Eved that was by you for many days, V'niye Golov Mitzvos Anagis Be'Eved, and he already accustomed himself in those mitzvos that are applicable by an Eved, Mishamet Luhu, the Tzarech Lekabel. Did we ever hear that he has to be Mekabel the mitzvahs? Aye, but the Braisa says, Echad ger ve'echad eved meshuchrar, which we were assuming that means just like a ger needs kabbalas hamitzvahs, an eved meshuchrar needs kabbalas hamitzvahs. The Gemara says, no, they were never compared regarding kabbalas hamitzvahs. They're only compared regarding that you need tevila. Says Gemara, ve'lakasha echad ger ve'echad eved meshuchrar, ki tanya hi, when that was taught, le'inyan tevila tanya, that was taught regarding tevila in the mikvah. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, V'gilcha es roisha v'asasa siparna. So as part of the process of the fast toyar, we shave her head and we do her nails. We have machlikas, what does it mean? We make her nails. Rabbi Lezer oimer takots. Rabbi Lezer says, we cut them. Rabbi Kiva oimer tagda. Rabbi Kiva says, we let them grow long. So that's exact opposite. Rabbi Lezer says we cut them, even though cutting nails is not something which is disgusting. Letting your nails grow long is disgusting. Rabbi Lezer says it means to cut. Rabbi Kiva says it means to grow long. I'm Rabbi Lezer. Where do I get it from? Nemra asiya b'roish, nemra asiya b'tziparnaim. It says asiya by the head. It says doesn't say the word asiya. Rashi points out. It says there is something to do regarding the head. It's referring to some kind of tikkun to the head. It doesn't say the word asiya per se, but there is a process that needs a procedure done to the head. And it says a procedure by the nails. Malahalan havar, just like by the head, it means to remove the hair. By the nails, it means to remove the nails. Malahalan nivul, malahalan havara, just like by the head, it's removal of the hair. Avkan havara, so to by the nails, it's removal of the nails. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Ne'amar asiya b'roish, ne'amar asiya b'tziparnaim. It says asiya by the head and says b'tziparnaim. Just like by the head, it's making her disheveled, which in that case means shaving. So too by the nails, it's making her disheveled, which is letting it grow long. Meaning, the Rabbi Lezer says, we're going to compare it literally. Just like by the head, you cut it, so by the nails, you cut it. Rabbi Akiva says, just like by the head, you make it disgusting, which... what's disgusting? Letting shaving the head is disgusting. So too, I guess in those communities where the ladies shave their head, they take it as a compliment. You know, the husband says, you're fast tayar. You know, but the Gemara Pashtus is saying it's disgusting. And the question is, how do we compare it? Rabbi Lezer says we compare it literally. Just like the head, you cut it. So by the nails, you cut it. Rabbi Akiva says, no. Just like with the head, you make her disheveled, namely you shave her head. So to by the nails, you make her disheveled, you let it grow. V'ray l'divrei Rabbi Lezer. Here's a proof to Rabbi Lezer. Mephibosheth ben Shaul, Mephibosheth son of Shaul, Yorad l'kras melech, came down toward the king. Lo yasa raglav, lo yasa sfama. He didn't do his feet, he didn't do his mustache. What does it mean, he didn't do his mustache? It means havara. What removal. He didn't trim his mustache. What does it mean he didn't do his feet? It means he didn't trim his toenails. So here, asiya means to cut. Okay, Bez Hashem, we're going to continue tomorrow night in some further ideas about the Yifas Toyar. And then, Mem Chesam Abeis, we have one of my favorite Gemaras. Okay, Rabbi Isai, thank you everyone for joining us. And wishing everyone a great evening. See you tomorrow night. Check out today's Eon Share, good stuff. Okay, Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.